Hi everyone, it's Nissen Ackerman. I'd like to thank Yehuda for the opportunity to speak again on this great program. So this week's parasha is Parsha Shemini and also Parsha Zachodesh. It's very interesting. We find a lot in Yiddishkeit that we do a lot about the moon. Rosh Chodesh, our whole calendar system is set up on the moon. Every month, in addition to that, we have Kiddush Levana that we make, and not such a big deal, but we make a big deal about that. And the fact that we have a whole parsha, one of the special Dalet Parshiyos, and the last one of that, which is the highest of all of them as we're growing up in steps, it's about the moon. Chodesh Hazelachem. What's the significance of the moon? And in general, what are we supposed to take out of this parsha of a Chodesh Hazelachem that we can apply to our lives and to go with, a lesson to take? So I'd like to draw from Kiddush Levana, the bracha that we make, and maybe see how we can go with it from there. So the bracha says, in the middle, we say that the Levana should be mechadish, and just like the Levana is going to be mechadish, so too we're going to be mechadish. The story of Klai Yisrael, the Klai Yisrael is going to be mechadish. The question is, what's the comparison between Klai Yisrael and the, we see there's clearly a comparison between Klai Yisrael and the Levana. And that's probably why we make a big deal out of it in so many different places, because we're compared to it. But the question is, why are we compared to it? And what are we supposed to learn from this comparison? So to answer, maybe we can look at two natural facts about the moon that apply to this. So the first natural fact about the moon that we can look at is that the moon does not have any of its own light. All of its light is taken from the sun, right? The moon just reflects the light of the sun. Another fact about the moon that we all know is that the moon waxes and wanes depending on the time of the month, and it goes and it depends on how much light it's accepting from the sun. And then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it becomes full, and then it gets smaller, and then it becomes nothing. It looks like there's nothing there. And then it's mechadish again, just like that's what we're saying about the moon. So with these two facts, I think we can really understand what's going on. The moon and the sun represent Klal Yisrael's relationship with Hashem. Klal Yisrael is compared to the moon, and Hashem is compared to the sun. Hashem is the source of all light in the world. And Klal Yisrael is the moon accepting Hashem's light. All we have to do is we're going to, our job in the world, we don't have any of our own light. Our job in the world is just to accept Hashem's light and bring that out to the world. David HaMelech is mentioned in Kiddush Levana, where he said, David HaMelech is Yisrael Chavekayim. What's the comparison to David HaMelech? David HaMelech is a melech that he said, Ani Tolas Lo Hashem. He doesn't consider himself anything. He considers himself a tolas, a worm. If someone has that type of bittul, if someone's completely nullifies himself to the light of Hashem, then he can truly bring that light out, and he can truly reflect it in its purest form. And that's our job as the moon. We know the Gemara says that in the times of Mashiach, the moon will shine the full light of the sun, and even afterwards it's going to become greater and greater and greater. What's the meaning of that Gemara? The Gemara is teaching us that at times of Mashiach, when we're free from Golas and we're free from the Sa'ar Shabi'is, the Yitzhara, we'll finally be able to accept the full light of Hashem and reflect that to the world. And that's maybe why we make such a big deal of HaChodesh HaZelechem, because it's really showing HaChodesh HaZelechem, this moon, it's for you. It's to show you what your job in the world is. And even though sometimes the waxes and wanes facts also, right? Throughout history, Klal Yisrael, we go up, we go big, and then we become the full moon, and we seem to be reflecting all the light we can. And then we go down, and then we wane, and then it seems like we become nothing. But then never actually is the moon ever gone, we know that. And that's the big deal we make about Rosh Chodesh, that when we see that sliver of the new moon, that even though it looked like the darkest of times, even though there was no moon there at all, Klal Yisrael is always mechadish, just like the moon's mechadish every month. Even though we're now in Golis, even though it doesn't look like we're going to be mechadish, but we always know that after the darkest times of the moon, when the moon's fully concealed, there's always that sliver of light that starts. And Mirtz Hashem, with this HaChodesh HaZelechem that's coming up, we should be able to make it to the full moon of Pesach. Pesach's on the 15th day, when the moon's at its fullest, and we're accepting the full light of Hashem by the Seder, and that's our job to internalize the messages of the Seder and to bring them out and to recognize that it's Hashem's world and He's running it, and that's all the miracles that we talk about in Pesach and Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that we can accept all that light, bring it out to the world, and let there be no more miyut in the moon, let there be no more waning. And yeah, we should be zochah to accept the full light of Hashem and bring that out to the world. Amen.